Some furry friends are now helping see passengers off at the Sydney airport. A new therapy dog program from St. John Ambulance is now up and running for travelers passing through the J.A. Douglas McCurdy Sydney Airport. There are currently two volunteer dogs in the program. Franklin, who is there for midday and late afternoon flights, and Rosie, who will be around on evenings and weekends. Taylor Ranney is an elementary school teacher at Etoile de l'Acadie in Sydney and is the owner of Rosie, a three-year-old Yorkie poodle mix. They've been volunteering through the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program since September, and Ranney says so far they've been visiting a local nursing home once a month.
It's been a really rewarding experience seeing her bring so much joy to other people. Over the past couple of years, she's my very first dog ever, so it's been a new experience for me having a dog and being able to go to places and, you know, just go for a walk and seeing her get excited to meet new people. So that's kind of why I wanted to start volunteering with the program. I learned about it just through some friends that have been involved with it. So I kind of, we really lucked out with temperament. She's a really, really sweet dog. She loves to meet new people. So I knew that I kind of wanted to be able to give back to the community and start volunteering with the program.
She says in the new year, they started looking for other places to volunteer and were linked with the airport. Ranney says they're looking forward to seeing off passengers.
Flying can be something that causes anxiety. People are anxious before they're boarding a plane. So I figure it would be a really great spot to kind of bring joy to people while they await their flight.
Ranney and Rosie will be in the area before entering security with a St. John Ambulance vest and bandana, respectively. Director of Business Development at the airport, Courtney Davis, discussed how the idea was developed.
We live in a place where hospitality and experience, the bar is set pretty high. So we're always looking for new ways to, you know, elevate that passenger experience. We're always looking for new partners. We're always looking for fun things to do. And this was one. St. John Ambulance does offer it in a number of other airports, and it's always been very well received, and it was certainly well received in Sydney. So we partnered with them, and it's been great so far. We're into going into our third week of it.
She spoke about the benefits of the program.
Air travel, you know, even when you're traveling for fun, sometimes it can be stressful. It's certainly stressful for a lot of people. It might be anxiety about flying or a delay or a connection or even, you know, just the pace at the airport. And so these therapy dogs, the idea was to provide, you know, a little extra support, a moment of connection in an environment that can certainly sometimes be stressful. And really, it just comes down to, you know, a short interaction that creates a positive experience. We've seen, you know, it helps to lower stress, improve mood, and it just makes the entire experience more positive.
Davis also discussed the response to the program so far.
Yeah, we certainly live in a community that loves dogs. We have gotten a lot of feedback about the program, watching passengers, watching staff members. It's been great. We have posted on Facebook that we offer it, and the comments were so positive, and people were excited to see it. We've been doing a lot of work the last couple years to kind of up our game and, you know, make sure we're offering that experience. And this one was just so lovely and so well received.
Davis says the two dogs involved with the program have done incredible work so far, and they're looking forward to a strong summer season. The airport encourages anyone taking a flight to stop by and say hi to their new dogs. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.